This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hour three of the Jesse Kelly Radio Show is upon us. We are on the home stretch, people. And holy smokes, 2 hours has just flown by. In case you're just joining us and wondering who I am, I'm obviously Sean Parnell. Well, maybe not obviously, but my name's Sean Parnell. I'm a combat vet. I'm a New York Times bestselling author of the book Outlaw Platoon, but more important, vastly more important than both of those things, I am a humble servant of America, and I am filling in for my very good friend, Jesse Kelly, and it is an honor to do it. Hour three is just gonna be gangbusters. We're gonna talk a lot about government conspiracy theories and the fact that they are just hysterical when you actually think about them and look past their little catchphrase stuff like, oh, the big lie. We're going to look past that. We're going to break it all down. Climate change is just communism, but painted green. And guess what? Our very, very good friend, Daniel Turner, CEO of Power the Future, is here in this third hour. And of course, Democrats just in full-blown panic. Don't trust me. We're going to talk about Politico. But listen, folks, the deep state, getting back to the deep state. And again, if that's an uncomfortable term for you, just say entrenched bureaucrats or the blob. But they want America to believe that the right, that all of us are the conspiracy theorists. Of course, you know that. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. But the left, now follow me here, okay? The left and the deep state, they use fantastical lies to explain away our so-called conspiracy theories, which, by the way, all have proven to be true. But their lies are so bizarre and so strange and require all sorts of mental gymnastics in order to believe them. They use, I'm serious, we'll get to a bunch of examples and we'll have some fun with it too. But they use actual conspiracy theories to attack anyone who thinks for themselves. They use conspiracy theories to attack any divergence from a government narrative that they foist upon the American people for one reason. Control. How about this? Can you think? I'm just shooting from the hip here, but can you think of a single leftist lie or conspiracy theory that has actually been proven correct? I mean, It's an important question. It's certainly not an irrelevant one, because literally all of my so-called conspiracy theories since 2020 have come true. I'm all out of conspiracy theories. But over the last 10 years, can you think of any? A single one. I can't. Not even one. In fact, you rarely even hear about a leftist conspiracy theory because the Democrat media pushes them as fact. Okay, let's jump right in. Let's go with Hunter Biden's laptop, shall we? Do you remember? You remember Joe Biden on the campaign trail in 2020? I'm laughing because this video is hysterical, because Joe Biden can barely string together a coherent sentence. He's like an animated corpse every time I see him on television. It's like I'm watching Weekend at Bernie's 3, only with much more tragic circumstances, because Bernie, a dead guy, is actually in charge of the free world. But listen to Joe Biden talking about the Hunter Biden laptop story and how it was Russian disinformation on the 2020 campaign trail. Listen.
50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the characteristics. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden there's a laptop. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged.
I still think that the stories from the fall about your son Hunter were Russian disinformation and a smear campaign, like you said.
So you get the point. But they want you to believe that the Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation. But in order for it to be actual Russian disinformation, this would have to be true. That would mean the media, the Democrats, the deep state, they would all have you believe that a Russian spy dropped off Hunter Biden's laptop to a completely random computer shop in Delaware. They would also have you believe that the Russians fabricated tens of thousands of images of Hunter Biden naked and hooking up with hookers and doing drugs and sniffing cocaine off their butts. They would have you believe that they use Photoshop to do all of this. Meanwhile, the president's son is actually a well-known whoremongering crackhead. They would have you believe that the Russians fabricated cell phone records and likely hundreds of thousands of iMessages and text messages and emails. It's simply ridiculous on the merits. I mean, okay, let's do the COVID lab leak theory. We all said as conservatives, well, there's a Wuhan Institute of Virology where they specialize in studying coronaviruses. And it's also where COVID first appeared. Maybe the virus came from there. I don't know. Perhaps we should look into this. This is the most reasonable thing in the world. But this is what the WHO and the American media said way back in 2021, about a year into the COVID pandemic. Listen to this.
Joe Savannah, good morning. The World Health Organization team has spent the past few weeks looking at data, doing field work in Wuhan. They came up with four possible explanations for how the coronavirus might have spilled over to humans. And of those possibilities, there's only one theory that they're willing to rule out. They say it's extremely unlikely the virus leaked from a lab.
Poof! They magically said without evidence that the virus didn't leak from a lab. How about that? What the deep state, the media, and the left say? Well, they say, nope, it didn't come from a lab, you crazy idiots. They say it's actually some poor sucker dining at the local Wuhan wet market, and he just had a bad bowl of bat soup. And also, by the way, for just suggesting it, you're a racist. And let me ask you another question. Why do you hate the Chinese? Why do you call it the China virus? Not to mention that isn't that like explanation kind of derogatory from the media to Chinese people? Just some deranged moron biting the head off a bat and getting sick.
Or how about the 2020 election? We suggested that perhaps it wasn't prudent to try mass mail-in ballots for the first time ever in history in the middle of a once-in-a-hundred-year pandemic with next to no preparation in the middle of a presidential election. Also reasonable. The media, the deep state, and the left said, actually, despite being banned in every other advanced nation on Earth, our election had no issues whatsoever, none, no fraud. The bestest, safest, most securest election of all time. We said, okay, well, can we just audit to be sure? They said, no, we're just so sure that the election was the bestest of all time that you're not allowed to see the ballots or audit anything. And if you say anything more, we'll censor you, we'll label you, we'll silence you and ban you from social media. So it's the most ridiculous thing ever. Okay, let me take a time out, and then we're going to transition to another conspiracy theory, and that is climate change. But we're going to talk about Byrna. Make sure you pack Byrna for your summer travel. Navigating new places can be thrilling, but also unpredictable. Think of Byrna Launcher as an essential safety equipment for your travels, providing the assurance you need to explore with confidence. And you can pack your Byrna and your checked luggage without the need to declare it as a firearm, making your airport experience smoother. If you or your family is in a situation where you feel threatened, you don't need to start with lethal. You need to defend yourself without the irreversible consequences of deadly force. And while we want to protect ourselves, most gun owners don't ever want to have to pull the trigger. Trust me, I know what that feels like. So Byrna can save two lives. What if there is a way to effectively defend yourself and de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It's a great compliment for owning firearms. It's legal in all 50 states. No permits or background checks needed. Byrna is the answer. And it's designed for easy use by all age groups, 18 plus. The Byrna launcher has powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic rounds with a 60-foot range. One shot can incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Used by government agencies and law enforcement all around the country, over 500,000 units sold, 14,000 4.5 stars reviews. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse for 10% off your purchase. That's Byrna, BYRNA.com/Jesse. And check out the latest news about Byrna. That's BYRNA. Check them out. On deck next, another hoax. That is climate change. Stay tuned. The Jesse Kelly Radio Show. Be right back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Radio Show. I'm filling in for Jesse Kelly today. My name's Sean Parnell. I'm a combat veteran, Army combat veteran. Jesse's a Marine combat veteran. See, we got some synergy going on there, despite him being an enlisted guy and I was an officer. It doesn't matter. One team, one fight. But I'm grateful to be in the chair for my good buddy, Jesse. We've been talking about, for about the last 20 minutes, about just ridiculous government conspiracy theories, which is actually a pretty great way to segue to climate change, because everything about climate change, well, it was global cooling and then it became global warming. And when that didn't work, it became climate change. But climate change hysterics have been wrong about every single prediction that they've had for the last 50 years. Now, energy independence here in America is something that is unbelievably important to me because it's one of those issues that I believe bleeds into everything else. And there are multiple pillars to this discussion. I mean, the first of which is the most obvious, I think, and that's the economic angle. Put very, very simply, the high cost of fossil fuels raises the cost of basically everything else. So what does that mean? It means that transporting your food to the grocery store costs more money. And because of that, the grocery store has to pay more money for the food, which means they have to raise their prices for the food on the shelf and pass those prices off to you, the consumer. Putting gas in your car is more expensive. In fact, I've seen polling that suggests that something like 40% of Americans have adjusted their driving habits because of Joe Biden's devastating war on American energy. I mean, remember, the first thing that this animated corpse did when he walked into the White House was cancel the Keystone XL pipeline. So much for supporting unions. But your clothes are also made with fossil fuels. I mean, you think about it, there's also a national security argument to be had here as well. And that is, in America, when we're energy independent, and under Donald Trump, again, it's obvious by now that I'm a Trump supporter, but if you're a Republican and you're on the fence, you're welcome on the show. We're the Big Ten Party. I love having you. If you want to save this country, I'm in it with you. I've been with Trump since the very beginning, and I don't carry water for anybody. I don't care about politicians. I don't. But the truth is the truth. And Donald Trump had America energy independent for the first time in what I believe was my life. And I saw gas prices plummet to like $1.89 in Western Pennsylvania. Our economy thrived because so much is attached to the energy issue. But again, it's not just about the economy. There's a national security argument. When America is not just energy independent, but when America is not dominating globally with our energy, blessed natural resources that we have right here at our feet. When we are not dominating other nations with ulterior motives that aren't a benevolent superpower like the United States, although it's hard to argue we are a benevolent superpower under Joe Biden because everything he touches burns. But other nations fill the void. And of course, in this instance, I'm talking about Russia. I would set forth to all of you that if Biden never waged war on American energy and crushed our American energy industry, then Russia's economy is never strong enough to actually invade Ukraine. Because what essentially happened is that Russia filled the void. And Republican politicians and Democrat politicians for the better part of 20 years say this all the time. It's a stupid little talking point, but it doesn't stop them from saying it. And that lie is Russia is just a big landmass that is basically a gas station. Well, if you believe that, then crippling their ability economically to produce cheap fuel would hinder their ability to project terror or power around the world, right? But no. There's just too much common sense in that. And there's just not enough common. Common sense ain't that common anymore, folks. I mean, there's also the argument that that their arguments themselves are based on huge lies. We talk about carbon emissions. If the left cared about carbon emissions, we've been able to decrease our carbon footprint here in America every year on the year for the last 20 years to a standard that is better than set forth in the Paris Climate Accords. And we did that through market-based innovations while simultaneously being energy independent. So why this obsession with green energy? I'll tell you why. It's about control. You are the carbon that they want to control. By forcing you to drive electric cars and forcing you to have an electric stove and forcing you to heat your house with electricity. Think back to COVID. You step out of line, you question the government narrative, you say something that's not copacetic with the regime. They shut your power off. They shut your car off. You end up starving to death. And that's why the Biden administration is relentlessly pushing this garbage. Listen to Pete Buttigieg this Sunday talking about electric vehicle charging stations. It's insane.
The Federal Highway Administration says only 7 or 8 charging stations have been produced with a $7.5 billion investment that taxpayers made back in 2021. Why isn't that happening more quickly?
So the president's goal is to have 500,000 chargers up by the end of this decade. Now, in order to do a charger, it's more than just plunking a small device into the ground. There's utility work, and this is also really a new category of federal investment. But we've been working with each of the 50 states. Every one of them is getting formula dollars to do this work,
engaging them
in the first handful. Again, by 2030, 500,000 chargers, and the very first handful.
CBS's Margaret Brennan literally laughed in Pete Buttigieg's face. So my question is where did the $7.5 billion go? The government basically spent $1 billion on each electrical vehicle charging station. Again, this is all about controlling you. It's not about efficiency. It's not about carbon emissions. It's not about the environment. It's about controlling you. Back with my good friend Daniel Turner. Stay tuned. Jesse Kelly Radio Show. We will be right back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Radio Show. We are in the final 30 minutes of the show and have been talking about the war on American energy. To destroy the American energy industry is to make the world less safe and also to make life a heck of a lot harder for Americans. And as I said to you in the previous segment, this is one of the most, if not the most important issue that I see in our country, because it bleeds into just so many other things. And I am so psyched to bring you right now my good friend Daniel Turner, who is the CEO of Power the Future. And we typically bring Daniel on both on my show and on Jesse Kelly's show when we're talking about energy related issues. Daniel, my friend, welcome.
Oh, Sean, it is awesome to be on with you. I love being on Jesse's show. And if there is a worthy substitute, my friend, it is you.
Oh, man. Well, thank you. That's very high praise. So I'm sure you saw the segment of Pete Buttigieg talking about spending $7.5 billion on 7 or 8 electric vehicle charging stations, which I'm no math major. That equates to about $1 billion per electric. How does something like this happen?
You know, this is government math in a nutshell. First of all, we have to laugh at the fact that it is 7 or 8. Like, that's not a very hard concept to grasp, and they can't answer if it's 7 or 8. Could be 7, could be 8, but we do know it is $7.5 billion, and he had no explanation where the money's gone. You know, and one of the things that bothers me the most about the attacks on the industry, and I think your Houston audience especially will appreciate this, is that we're often painted as like, you're all just greedy, you only care about money, big oil, blah, blah, blah. Nobody is greedier than the green movement. They have gotten trillions of taxpayer dollars for a product that nobody wants, that government is forcing people to purchase, and yet they can't account for for any of it. So where is the $7.5 billion? Some consultants have it. Some people have made a lot of money, but the people who were told they were going to get charging stations have seven or maybe eight. We're not sure. You know, again, can't figure it out, that number.
Well, part of the green, there's so much about the green movement that just drives me insane, but one of the things that they do that is just so egregious to me and is a bridge too far is they insult the actual American energy worker who, by the way, they live in the environment that they work in. They care about the environment far more than any purple-haired grad student freak that's out there talking about climate change but doesn't know at all about the science of it. And it just bothers me because these people, Daniel Turner, they work these legacy jobs. They contribute to local economies. They keep small towns thriving. And all across Western Pennsylvania, you drive 20 minutes from my house, you'll drive through two or three towns that have completely closed up shop because of Democrats and Republicans stabbing these workers in the back.
I appreciate you saying that. And that is why I started Power the Future. I live very close to Appalachia and all those West Virginia towns that have been shut down as the war on coal has persisted. And, you know, when I testified before Congress, I mentioned that we're not using less coal. We are just paying a lot more for it. You know, some coal mines have stayed open and operating, but we've closed about half of them. We're not using less coal. We just pay a lot more for it. So where is the benefit for this? And when it comes to Secretary Buttigieg, I wonder if he ever talks to Secretary Granholm in the energy department, or Secretary Deb Haaland, who's interior, because they're passing policies to make it impossible to extract oil and gas and coal from the ground. And yet here's Secretary Buttigieg saying, we're going to build roads and bridges. And you can't build roads and bridges without steel and cement, and you can't make steel or cement without coal or oil or gas. And so I wish these two would sit down and have a conversation and say, your policies are contradicting each other. So why are we benefiting from buying now steel from China? Because we can't operate steel plants because we can't operate coal, right? Why are we benefiting from getting cement from Mexico? We're not, right? If this is a global problem and they say it is a global issue, why can other countries burn coal, but we can't burn coal? Why are we foregoing the jobs, small town culture, and as you said, legacy jobs? Why are we foregoing the tax base, et cetera, so that other countries can prosper? And that's something that I think the Democrats as a whole, and a lot of globalist Republicans, they need to explain to the American people, right? We're not, and this is a lot of industries, as you well know, especially from Western PA, right? We're not making less furniture. We're just buying it from China. We closed down furniture factories in America. We're not making fewer car parts. We just make those car parts in Mexico now. And why is that somehow good? Why is that beneficial? They'll tell us it's good for the global economy, but if your dad worked in that car parts plant in Ohio, or your mom worked in the coal mines, which a lot of women do, you're not benefiting from this globalist economy. And I know they hate Make America Great. I know they hate the idea of putting America first, but a lot of jobs need people to put them first for us to continue to thrive as a nation.
We're talking with Daniel Turner, who's CEO of Power of the Future. If you don't know this organization, seek it out on the interwebs and do everything that you can to support them, because Daniel's a patriot. Daniel, my family worked at Weirton West and U.S. Steel. My great-grandfather came to this country, didn't speak a lick of English, worked his way up to a management position. My great-aunt Ruby worked at Weirton West. My grandmother even worked at Weirton West. And when that plant closed here in the last couple of months, I don't work in steel, but I can tell you that it hurt my family, because that's part of who we are. And, you know, Biden says today gas prices are down $1.40 from their peak after Russia's war. That's always blaming Russia, but they're still too high. My administration is releasing 1 million barrels of gasoline from the Northeast Gasoline Supply Reserve ahead of July 4th, which will lower prices at the pump when folks need it the most. Translation, why does this always happen in an election year, Daniel?
Yeah, exactly. You know, he did it last time in 2012, 22. Because he wanted to preserve the Senate. It worked, right? He released more than half of our strategic reserves, oil prices did stabilize. And that was one less issue that the Democrats had to face going into the November midterms, gas prices, oil prices. And so, you know, politically, it was a very savvy move. But in terms of our national security, in terms of our sovereignty, in terms of our national economy, it was a really, really bad mood. But that's kind of who we're up against, right? These people want power more than absolutely anything. And all they want to do is get reelected and keep power. But the American taxpayers, the American people are suffering as a result. And so, you know, you see all this celebration of we're sending money here, we're sending money to that effort, we're building a bridge in Gaza. But the Americans are paying $4 a dozen for eggs, right? The Americans are paying $10 a pound for chopped meat. We don't have short-term memory problems, unlike the president. We remember when things were cheap. We remember when goods and services were not expensive. And yet we're supposed to, you know, pretend that the economy is great and life is good. You see these, you know, Democrat talker operatives on TV talking about how the economy is wonderful. This is all just misinformation. Anyone who goes to the grocery store knows the economy is not good. And a lot of that is driven by a war on energy. Making energy expensive has made life very, very expensive in America.
Daniel Turner, tell us where we can find you and how we can support you, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that. PowerTheFuture.com. You know, if you want to talk to me, Daniel@PowerTheFuture.com. Shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you. And, you know, let us know how we can help your small town, especially if you're in oil, gas, or coal, and you've got these outside groups that are waging war on your industry and your community. That's what we're here to help fight and protect. And I appreciate you giving me the chance to promote the organization, Sean. Thank you very much, brother.
Daniel, all day, every day, you are a patriot, my friend, and thank you for joining us here. That was my friends who are listening out there in America. That was my good friend, Daniel Turner. He is a patriot, and you should support Power of the Future because he protects his organization, helps protect those legacy blue collar jobs. Okay. Again, home stretch here on the Jesse Kelly Radio Show. These 3 hours have flown by, but we're going to talk about the Democrats being in just full-blown freak out over Biden. But before we do that, I've got to tell you about Chalk again. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. And I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically and an all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elites want? A bunch of low-T men running around weak and docile underclass. But thankfully, the patriots at Chalk, spelled C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men take back their right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Manufactured right here in the United States, Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, focus, and mood. Maximize your masculinity today at chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com. Use code Jesse for a massive discount on any subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com. Code Jesse for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions are cancelable at any time. Folks, we are in the home stretch. The last segment of the Jesse Kelly Radio Show up next. Stay with us.
Jesse Kelly.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Radio Show again. 3 hours flew by. I'm standing in the chair. I'm not standing on the chair, but I'm filling in for my good friend, Jesse Kelly. My name's Sean Parnell, combat vet, best-selling author, humble servant of America, and truly grateful to have the opportunity to sit in this chair for my buddy, Jesse. Before we jump into the last bit here, and that's this Politico stuff and Dems in panic, let me tell you about Rough Greens. Jesse Kelly with a Rough Greens question that many of you dog owners ask. Will Rough Greens help my small dog or my mid-sized dog or my very big dog? Well, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, founder of Rough Greens, says because dog food is dead food, it is critical that all dogs, regardless of size, get the vitamins and minerals, digestive enzymes, probiotics, omega oils, and antioxidants. Rough Greens is not a dog food. It is a healthy supplement that puts into your dog's food all the live nutrients necessary for superior dog health. I've got a dog named Harley, a.k.a. Pups McGee. You know what? Pups McGee could really use some Rough Greens. And I'm sure you've heard Jesse say it many, many times that it's worked miracles for his dogs, Fred. Well, Pups McGee probably needs it as well. And it's apparently, and I'm reading this right now from the script and very, very interested in Rough Greens, it's incredibly easy to adjust the dose no matter the size of your dog. In fact, Dr. Black is so confident Rough Greens will help your dog, he's offering a free jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it. You just cover the shipping, and you don't need to change your dog's food. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens every day. Your free jumpstart trial bag can be at your door in just a few days, and I'm probably going to do this for Pups McGee in Fort Parnell. So call 833-33-MY-DOG. That's 833-33-MY-DOG, or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. That's roughgreens.com/Jesse to find out more. Okay. Dems. Full-blown freak out over Biden. That ain't me saying it, folks. That is Politico. It's the headline of their article. A pervasive sense of fear has settled in at the highest levels of the Democrat Party over President Joe Biden's re-election prospects, even among office holders and strategists who had previously expressed confidence about the coming battle with Donald Trump. All year, Democrats had been on a joyless and exhausting grind through the 2024 election. But now, nearly 5 months from the election, anxiety has morphed into palpable trepidation, according to more than a dozen party leaders and operatives. And the gap between what Democrats will say on TV or in print and what they'll text their friends has only grown as worries have surged about Biden's prospects. I mean, look, folks. Biden is in big, big trouble. The man is down by at least three. Now, look, I don't trust polls. Okay. I don't trust one singular poll. And you would be wise not to trust one singular poll in isolation. But what you should trust are trends. And what polls are, and I speak as someone with experience who's had his name on the ballot. Polls give you a snapshot of a moment in time. That's it. So if you don't trust one singular poll, you can trust the trend. And in every single poll, almost every single one, Donald Trump continues to expand his lead over Joe Biden. And that has Democrats panic because with every passing day, their window closes. There are lots of people out there that will tell you that they're going to replace Biden at the convention. I mean, anything's possible. The Dems have an enormous amount of control over their electoral process with the superdelegate system and everything else. They basically rig their own primaries. That's a fact. Just ask Bernie Sanders. And by the way, if they rig their own primaries, what do you think they'll do in general elections in areas that they fully control? Something to think about. But my point is this. There are lots of legal and procedural hurdles that another candidate would have to jump to run for president. That would mean they'd have to have a fundraising infrastructure. They'd have to have PACs set up. They'd have to have campaign infrastructure in all 50 states. They have to have the signatures to be on the ballot. You can't start from scratch. So if they do replace Joe Biden, that would mean that Joe Biden is given the go-ahead and the green light to step aside, which, by the way, he and Jill think he's doing a bang-up job. But even if that was the case, they'd be stuck with Kamala Harris, who is somehow less popular than Joe Biden. And so the Democrats should be scared because more stories like this one, headline in the Daily Mail UK, Joe and Hunter Biden used a visit to Sandy Hook Memorial Service to set up a secret meet and greet with the Chinese over a $10 million a year deal, new emails reveal. So Hunter Biden used Joe Biden's appearance at a Sandy Hook memorial service to arrange a meeting between his dad and his Chinese business partners. All of this was captured in text messages. Not even a Sandy Hook memorial can slow down the Biden crime family syndicate. If you thought the Democrats couldn't stoop to a new low, you'd be wrong, because Joe Biden has set the new record. Can you meet this evening early? My father will be in New York also, and he wants me to attend the Sandy Hook memorial service with him. And I would like to meet you along with my Uncle Jim Biden. I mean, so not only is this treason, they're using the death of small children as a cover to enrich their criminal family, but let's focus on the 2024 election, shall we? For the voters, this election is going to come down to, I think, one thing. And that is an analysis of two presidents and their performance. Under Trump, life was great. Life was affordable. The world was at peace. Under Biden, there's chaos all around us. People can't afford to put food on the table for their family. Every time you go to the grocery store, $100 fills up your cart less. I know, because I live paycheck to paycheck. I used to say I fought so my kids didn't have to, but now I realize that was a fallacy and that every generation must rise up to defend freedom in their time, and my kids will likely have no choice. But when Americans pull the lever in November, it will be with this framing in mind. Which president was my life better under? But folks, we cannot be complacent. We've got a campaign like we're 10 points down all the time. Take absolutely nothing for granted. Keep the faith. Take action. Don't be the silent majority. To Jesse Kelly, thanks for the opportunity sitting on your show. God bless you all, and God bless this amazing country that we call home. Take care and good night. I'll see you next time.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.